This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The partisan battle lines are hardening as Washington braces for this week's expected House vote to impeach U.S. President Donald Trump. AP's Sherry Adler has more.
Michigan Representative Alyssa Slotkin, a freshman Democrat who flipped a battleground Republican seat, says she will vote to impeach President Trump. Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin announced her decision in an op-ed in the Detroit Free Press. Then the former national security official attempted to explain why at a town hall.
That what we are doing, whether we agree or disagree, is exactly what our founding fathers designed 40 years ago.
Slotkin represents the 8th Congressional District, which backed President Trump over Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election, but elected her in 2018 over a Republican incumbent. I'm Shirley Adler.
The U.S. military told VOA Monday it has not received orders to reduce troop levels in Afghanistan and remains fully committed to Afghan partners to achieve security objectives. Officials in Afghanistan, however, confirmed to VOA that the United States plans to withdraw thousands of troops from the country, insisting the move stemmed from a mutual understanding between the two allied nations. On Saturday, U.S. media reported that President Donald Trump's administration intends to announce as early as later this week plans to reduce the number of American forces in Afghanistan by around 4,000. Amnesty International says Iranian authorities are continuing what it called a brutal campaign of repression following last month's nationwide protests, during which at least 304 people were killed. It accused Iran of arresting thousands of protesters, journalists, human rights defenders, and students to stop them from speaking out about what it called Iran's ruthless repression. This is VOA News. Separatist fighters in western Cameroon have abducted at least 40 candidates for parliament and local councils in an effort to derail elections set for February. The government is promising to free the hostages and protect candidates and election officials for what it says must be successful polls. Moki Edwin Kinzeka reports from Yaoundé.
That is the voice of Samuel Fobba, a candidate for the February 9, 2020 local council election in Cameroon. Mfoba says he is being punished by separatists for defying their warning that no one should vote or be a candidate in the joint local council and parliamentary elections. Among those listening is 51-year-old teacher Wilson Batte.
It's embarrassing. I feel very bad that politicians should be kidnapped for simply wanting to perform their fundamental rights.
Separatists have been fighting since 2017 to detach English-speaking North, West and South West Cameroon from the rest of the country and its French-speaking majority. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
Some lawmakers say only the creation of federal states, one in the English-speaking regions and the other in the French-speaking areas, can stop the separatist war that has killed more than 3,000 people. Chinese President Xi Jinping met Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam in Beijing on Monday. He said he recognizes her courage to govern the Asian financial hub in exceptional times and supports the city's police to uphold the law. Carrie Lam spoke on her own behalf to reporters.
What we are now facing is a situation that has never happened in Hong Kong after reunification. So given the severity of the situation and the difficulties that we are facing, I can say that the leaders are fully appreciative of the efforts needed in order to achieve the objective.
China on Monday urged the United States to correct what Beijing called the mistake of expelling Chinese officials. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman was responding to a New York Times report that said the United States secretly expelled two Chinese officials after they drove onto a military base in the state of Virginia. The spokesman said the United States accusations against the officials went against the facts and that the United States needs to properly protect the rights of diplomats. The report citing people with knowledge of the situation said the incident took place in late September. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.